Well, hello. We are back on the Spiritual Disciplines mini course, and we're talking now about the spiritual discipline of fasting.
That's right. So in the past, we've covered prayer and Bible reading, and so next up is fasting. This will be an additional two sessions, and this is the first.
Abby, let me ask you something. Have you fasted before?
So when I was first looking at this, I was like, I don't think I'm qualified to speak into fasting because I don't think I've ever fasted from food. But as I was kind of reading the outline for this and whatnot, there are kind of different types of fasting, which we might dive into more in the next session. Yeah. But I have fasted from other things in my life before. But I would like to try fasting from food. It's never really something that like my church or youth group did, but I do know other groups that did do it, and it always seemed very intimidating and kind of challenging. So I'm excited to kind of dive into this and break it down a little bit
more. Well, to be fair, same for me. I kind of was forced to buy a course that we were studying on spiritual disciplines at the Partner School of Christian Leaders, and so I was forced to do it. But because, and this is, we get into this, you can't always do the food fasting, which is like recommended because, and we'll dive into this more, like when you actually like hunger, that's like a biological need. So so that kind of piece is important, but I wasn't allowed to because if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, you're not allowed to do food fasting.
Gotcha. So. Yeah. So there's some intricacies there that make it not viable
for
everyone.
We'll keep digging in, but let's look at the definition of fasting.
Absolutely. So fasting is the self-denial of a specific thing to create longing and openness with Christ. And that's from Calhoun, that same resource that we've been using throughout the course. So fasting can be a very important and valuable discipline that can yield great results in our faith. It's a way we can increase our longing for God. Can be practiced. It's a practice that helps us humble ourselves by purposefully denying something in our life. Traditionally, this has been food, and we see examples of that in the Bible.
So. Yeah, and we have a featured passage kind of on fasting over in Acts 13:5, and I really love this verse. And we'll dig into that as well. But now they were in the church at Antioch, prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon, Lucas of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Trepid, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off, Barnabas and Saul on Cyprus. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues, and they had John to assist them. So I love how fasting is mentioned actually twice in this passage. First, they're worshiping the Lord, and in their worship, they're also fasting, and that's when the Holy Spirit speaks to them, and then they fast again in order to, before they pray and lay their hands on them. So I think it's a really amazing model of, again, looking at fasting in the early church here. I mean, the Holy Spirit's come upon them, but they are continuing to practice this. And kind of a note about this is we had read when we were in the Bible reading section about Jesus being tempted, and we see that he prepared himself for temptation by practicing the spiritual discipline of fasting.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because when I've encountered fasting in the past, and maybe this was due to my like younger age maybe, but I always just kind of felt it was like, oh, see if you can do it. Like, take it as a personal challenge, not really as a spiritual discipline or serving the purpose of worship or of deepening your faith. So it's interesting to kind of see that, you know, this is combined with other spiritual disciplines almost to increase them. So it's not just a, can you do it? Stick it out? It has these reasons.
I like that point. Like, it's not about, you know, who can go the longest without food or do that in order. And it kind of goes into, this is one of the verses that, you know, people are familiar with too that we dig into later. But it's like the Pharisees were known for showing they were fasting, and that's something Jesus tells us not to do. It's like it's not about this public, again, trying to show off in some way fasting.
And it's not really about even the food itself, right? It's about the place you're going spiritually. So this featured passage that Abby just read is an example of how fasting can be a form of worship to God. Restricting ourselves from a certain thing can give us more time to worship and glorify Christ. So it's really taking the focus off mm-hmm. whatever that thing is and putting it on God and worship. So this passage also shows us how when we take time to fast, that God can speak to us. The fasting gave the clarity and quiet for the Holy Spirit to speak to them and tell them that he has set Barnabas and Saul apart for the specific kingdom work.
Yeah, and also, I just love that where it's like, you know, we need to have those moments where we do allow that. I feel like it opens vulnerability and just like our ears a little bit mm-hmm. in practicing this. And again, I'm looking forward to being able to practice the food portion of it now that I'm almost done breastfeeding my son at the time of recording this. So it's like I'm excited to do that piece. But even the type of fasting that, you know, I did in place of it, it's like it's still, it's really, really good to see how much something can fill up your time and be super like vocal in your life. And again, I think that's why food's great, because it's like we all need that to like live. Mm-hmm. But there's so many things that, you know, I use on the daily that I don't need. And
for sure,
you know, giving those up can yeah. really show a lot.
Yeah, and it's interesting how food takes up such a space in our lives. I mean, even besides just eating, the time of meeting together, going out mm-hmm. to eat, it plays such a role. And I think it's interesting
exactly.
to think
exactly.
how that practice can kind of play into time that we can give to God, whether it's alone or in conjunction with others. It lays out a nice kind of
right.
structure for that. So this encourages us to practice fasting as a way to allow for God to be able to tell us what he is calling us to do. Fasting can open our ears to hear the desires and purposes that God has prepared for us, as Abby pointed out.
So some discussion questions as you're watching this video right now, and we want you guys to be able to comment in, you know, your response to this. But mm-hmm. what is your experience? You know, we shared a little bit about ours. I mean,
right.
both of us, like, again, we really have not had that much experience with it. And so studying it is very motivating and encouraging as a way to, yeah, worship and glorify God.
And then if you have had experience with fasting, how did that impact you? You know, did it benefit your walk with God? What was kind of your experience? I think this is something that's very personal. Everyone probably has a little bit
right.
different of a story to tell there. And whether it's with food or not, I think the
right.
experience is different with what you're giving up, right? I mean, that has a different impact on
absolutely
how it goes. But yeah, so share that. And then also, how does fasting relate to the other spiritual disciplines as we've discussed? So in a lot of those verses, it kind of mentioned prayer or
exactly.
worship
yeah,
or
exactly.
Bible reading. So it really does kind of go in conjunction with each of those
mm-hmm.
practices.
Yeah, especially I've noticed with, you know, that prayer, it's like a lot of times when it's brought up, it's prayer and fasting, prayer and fasting, prayer and
mm-hmm.
fasting. So
mm-hmm.
I think one of the models that's put before when we are fasting is that creates a space of deeper prayer. And so, yeah, that kind of just starts to scratch the surface on fasting, but we have more that we'll get into on our next segment on fasting. But thank you for tuning in as we dig into this fascinating spiritual discipline.